Well, good morning. My name's Tim. Welcome to those here and also those online. Let me pray for us before we have a little think about those amazing stories together. Our Father, we thank you that you have sent your Holy Spirit. Thank you that he is living inside all of us who are Christians. Thank you that he takes your word and he gives it power in us to change us. And we pray that would be our experience this morning. Amen. Brilliant. Well, I wonder, have any of you had someone you know move away, meaning that you don't really get to see them anymore? Maybe it was a really good friend from school. Maybe your older sister or brother has gone off to university and you really miss them. Adults, maybe it's a colleague and work just isn't the same without them. When I was growing up, my older brother's best friend moved to New Zealand, and my younger brother's best friend moved to Australia, and now they're not in touch at all. I think I chose better. I just didn't have a best friend. But maybe, though, we think a little bit like that with Jesus. How amazing it must have been to be alive when Jesus was walking around on earth. You know, to follow him around, to see his miracles, to hear his teaching, maybe even get to speak to Jesus. But then, well, he went back to heaven, and it's not really been the same since, we think. But we're going to see this morning that that's actually not the case with Jesus. He might be back in heaven, but he's still very involved in our lives down here, and he still really cares about us. And he certainly has got no intention of losing touch. Now, when you first heard that passage read, as Malcolm read it for us, it might not have seemed to be a passage about Jesus at all. Because, we hear about Peter doing two amazing miracles for two people who've got fairly unusual names. So first of all, Peter heals Aeneas, who gets up out of bed for the first time in 8 years, healed from his paralysis. And then even more amazingly, we heard about Peter healing, raising Dorcas, who's also known as Tabitha. We heard about him raising her from the dead. Two amazing miracles. But actually, this passage is all about Jesus. Let me show you that. First of all, these are Jesus-like miracles. We're going to play a little game. It's called Spot the Similarity. It's a little bit like spot the difference, but the opposite. So I'm going to read to you a short Bible passage from something Jesus did when he was walking around on earth. And I want you to try and spot things that are similar with what we hear here in Acts. Okay? Do you get what we're doing? So I'm going to read from the Gospels about something Jesus did, and up on screen is going to be an Acts passage so you can follow along. And I want you to try and spot the similarities. And when you spot a similarity, what you've got to do is you've got to stamp your feet really loudly, okay? Okay, kids, up just in front where you are, ready to stamp your feet, okay? But everyone, I want you to stamp your feet whenever you spot a similarity, okay? So, here's first up, something that happened in Jesus' life. I'm going to put the passage up for us. Okay, here is the passage from Acts. So this is to Jesus. Some men, immediately he stood up in front of all of them. He's very dark. And he's better. Here is the... A man has come to ask for help with his daughter. But before Jesus gets to his daughter, she dies. Okay, so there's our first similarity. We've got someone who has just died. Okay, this is what happens. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. Yeah, good. Lots of people weeping. He went in and he said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out of the room, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and he said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Yeah, and do you spot there, actually, he says get up, but also, similar, did he say to this lady? Tabitha, coom. Tabitha, get up. Reason for that. If the girl got up immediately and began to walk around, and they were completely astonished. Do you see, what Peter does for Dorcas is a Jesus-like miracle. It's very similar. These two miracles in Acts, they are just like the kind of miracles that Jesus did. Peter had actually been one of the few people who was allowed in that room and saw Jesus raise that little girl from the dead. And so he's not doing something new here. He's carrying on Jesus' ministry. In fact, I think we can go a little bit further and we can say that Jesus is carrying on his own ministry, because both of these miracles are done in Jesus' power. And when Jesus did miracles, he did that because Jesus has that kind of authority. But what did Peter do? Well, with Aeneas, he said, Jesus heals you. And with Dorcas, Peter got down on his knees and he prayed, asking Jesus to raise her from the dead. You see, Jesus is behind everything that happens here. Jesus has given this unique authority to Peter as one of his apostles to do amazing things in his name, in his power. Do you see, Jesus might be back in heaven and we're down here on earth, but he's still very much at work. Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord being Jesus. And after Dorcas was raised to life, verse 42 says, this became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Believed in Jesus. All about Jesus. They realized Jesus might be in heaven, but he is still very much at work in our world today. Does Jesus feel distant to you? Well, even if it feels like that sometimes, we need to know that actually he's not. He's with us. And he's doing what he's always done. He's helping his people. And he's saving more people. Right now, Jesus is caring for and growing his church. And actually, there is one even bigger encouragement for us in this passage, because this passage also points us forward to something that Jesus promises to do for all Christians one day. Because he cares so much for us, because he's so committed to us, one day Jesus will raise us to eternal life. Think about Dorcas again. As her body lay there in that room, I guess someone somewhere was getting a gravestone ready for her. There we go. Dorcas, aka Tabitha. But then they would have got the phone call, wouldn't they? Don't worry about the gravestone. Cancel that order. We don't need it. Dorcas is alive again. And I guess the gravestone was thrown away and forgotten about. But Dorcas's coming back to life was temporary. One day, actually, Dorcas did need that gravestone. Maybe it was still in a cupboard somewhere. Dorcas needed that gravestone because this wonderful Christian lady, well, one day she did die. And she stayed dead. And that's true, isn't it, for all people. Even the most godly, wonderful Christian people. We'll be able to think right now of some of them. There'll be many godly people in our church family who are no longer with us. To mention just a couple who've sadly died recently. Think of dear Edie Tate and Elizabeth Bostock. Well, this gravestone represents all Christians we know who've died. And of course, the same will be true for us, unless Jesus comes back first. One day, there'll be a gravestone with my name on it. One day, the gravestone with your name. But listen to this. These Jesus-like miracles done in Jesus' power, they point us forward to something even more amazing that Jesus will do for all of those people who believe in him. One day, Jesus will raise us to eternal life. He'll say, "Dorcas, get up." He'll say, "Edie, Elizabeth, get up." He'll say, "Tim, get up." He'll say your name if you're a follower of Jesus. Get up. And immediately, we'll get up out of our graves. And this time, our new life, it will be permanent. No need for gravestones. We'll be able to get those gravestones and go away. Because we're never going to need them again. Because there'll be no more death. And we'll live forever with Jesus. That's a wonderful thought, isn't it? As we think about loved ones from our church family who died, we will see them again. And it's a great encouragement for all of us to keep on following Jesus, the only person who has got the power to get us safely through death and out the other side. If you're someone who's still deciding whether to follow Jesus, or maybe you're following Jesus hard and you're wondering whether to stop following him as your Lord, well, here is a brilliant reason to help you decide. Jesus has got the power to raise us from death and life, and he promises to do that for everyone who trusts him. I think that makes him a really good person to follow. So why don't I pray and thank him for that now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your salvation plan that Jesus carried out. Thank you that he beat death. He has the power over death. And he promises that he will raise all of us who trust in him from the dead one day. Father, help us all to be those who follow Jesus and get to enjoy that eternal life in the future. Amen.